We spoke yesterday of the Rambam that there are two dinim, two distinct chiyuvim in kudel and hocheach, hocheach samisacha. One is, even if the potential mochiach is not a party to what happened, it's a mitzvah to try to set the person on the right path. And that chiyuv is measured by whether or not there's any realistic chance of the tochacha serving a constructive purpose. But then there's a second chiyuv, which is if one is the wronged party, one is the aggrieved party, so then either one, as a midas chasidus, has to sort of be mochel whatever grievance one has, or the mitzvah tochacha says that a person is supposed to air it. So the ma'aseh, again, it's pretty telegraphed, pretty clearly in Hilchos Deos, but the Rambam also said it beferish already in Sefer Mitzvahs. If you take a look in Mitzvah Reish Hei, in the Mitzvah essay, so the Rambam begins, V'ha-mitzvah ha-reish hei, hi shetzivanu l'holchiach al-chotei, u'misha yirtze lachto, v'lemnoa oso mimenu b'ma'ama v'tochacha. Interesting, the Lashon continues here. It's an interesting Lashon. If you haven't, take a look at it. V'ein ro'i lanu sh'yoma echad mimenu ani lo echta v'im yechta zulasi mali. What's it my business? What's it my concern if Yanim is going to do an aveira? I'm not going to do an aveira. What do I care what he does? Ein ro'i lanu sh'yoma echad mimenu ani lo echta v'im yechta zulasi mali. Dino imelokav. That's between him and Ribbono Shel Olam. Ze hepech haTorah. What does that mean? I mean, the Rambam, you could write that in every mitzvah, right? You could write, a person shouldn't say, I have a taiva, I'm going to eat basa b'chalev. I have a taiva for a Big Mac. I'm going to eat basa b'chalev because ze hepech haTorah. So any time you do something which is going to mitzvah, it's ze hepech haTorah. So it's clear that what the Rambam means by Zehepa HaTorah is it's not just against this mitzvah, it's against Kol HaTorah Kula, meaning Torah was given to Kal Yisrael. Torah wasn't given to any one of us as a yachid. Each one of us as yachidim is chayiv in Torah mitzvahs because we belong to the Kal. Torah was given by virtue of the fact that each one of us belongs to the Kal, so then Memela we're chayiv in mitzvahs. But Torah is claudiastic. A person can't sort of just... The hepech means it's not just hepech this mitzvah, it's hepech kol haTorah kula is what the Rambam means by the hepech haTorah. Then the Rambam can... aval anachtem betzuvim shelo namra, v'shelo na'azov zulasenu me'umasenu sheyamra, v'im hishtada lahamos chayom ono lahochicho. Then skipping two lines, v'nichnas betzivoy hazeh, Shena Ashim, Ktsasenu, Liktsasenu, Kshayachta Ish Mimenu Leish, Velo Noto Lo, Venachshav Lo Ovan, Avalinstavino, Lahochicho Bimama, Achla Yeshua Dove Banefesh. That's the second Chiyav. The Chiyav of where one is the wrong party to ear the grievance. The Rambam says it, he says it here beferish. Mm-hmm. Gnemis says he says it a second time also, really. If you take a look in the mitzvahs losa, say in mitzvah shin gimel, he's shahisironush lola vayesh ktsasenu luk tsasenu. Not to embarrass a fellow Jew. I'm skipping a line. V'ha azhara sheba'a b'azehu omra ho'cheyach tochiyach samisecha v'losisa alav chet. U'besifra minayinim ho'chach to arboa v'chamisha pa'omim yachza v'yachiyach tamalama ho'cheyach tochiyach. Multiple times. Ho'cheyach tochiyach. Multiple times. Yochol afilo at mochicho or ato mochicho u'ponov mishtanos. Right? Ponov mishtanos reflecting humiliation. That in giving tochacha, maybe the Torah is saying you should humiliate him. Talmud lama l'sisa l'avchet. So here's that's what the Rambam says is the raya that l'sisa l'avchet is a love for not the embarrassing. But then the Rambam says omnam hapshat me hapasaku should his here shalot tachshav lo ovan benafshacha v'tizkerehu. The pshat meaning hocher tochiach means two things, and comparably, the next phrase of L'sisa L'avchet also, each of those two meanings of Hocheach Tochiach carries over to L'sisa L'avchet. Hocheach Tochiach in terms of Chiyuv Tochacha, but L'sisa L'avchet, but don't humiliate him in the process. Hocheach Tochiach, ear your grievance, L'sisa L'avchet, don't continue to carry around his chet. In terms of that you just internalize your anger towards him, v'chulu. Okay, so all that is mefurish here in Sefer Mitzvahs. So let's see here, Perek Vav Halacha Ches Revasei. Hamochiach es chaveru tchila, lo yedah v'lo koshos ad sheyachli menu. So whether it's a chet ben adam lamakom and ben adam lachavero, so in all cases, tchila initially the tochacha shouldn't be harsh, such that it causes ad sheyachli menu. Shenem bevelosis alav chet. Kachomu chachamim, again, it's a drash in the Torah's Kohanim, it's quoted in the Gemara. Kachomu chachamim yochal atom ochicha ufonov mishtanos. So the Rambam tells us that it's an oven gadol. Achman al-Tzlan, it can even cause a person, obviously without tshuva, it can even cause a person to lose his chelik in Olam Haba. And that's why you have to be nizer. So if a person wouldn't lose his chelik in Olam Haba, so then it wouldn't be so important to be nizer. But hayos, I mean, the stakes are really, they're as great as they can get here. So it's a funny thing. What's the lefichach? Kach omu chachamim hamalim p'nei chaver b'am ein l'chelik olam haba l'fichach tzor chadim nihizor b'dor b'zeh. So elamai, there's again a very the lashon of Rambam here shift. In the beginning of the halach, the Rambam uses the verb l'hachlim, right? Shalom neivor, shalom nikolim. So the Rambam originally says Hamochiach es chaveru tchil lo yedav lo koshos ad sheyach limenu. So he doesn't say ad sheyavayshenu. He says ad sheyach limenu. And then he says that hamalbim pnei chaveru berabim is ein lechelak olam haba. And then he says the fichach tzar adam nizar b'dav v'zeh shelo yevayesh chaveru berabim. So it's clear that the pshat Rambam is like this. The difference between busha and klima perhaps approximates the difference, let's say in English. In English, you can talk about embarrassing someone or you can talk about humiliating someone. So what's the difference? Humiliating is something which is much more intense. is much more intense. It clearly connotes a much deeper and stronger sense of shame than just embarrassing. And that's why, for instance, the pasuk that we quote in the Slichas, Boshti v'gam nechlamti. What does Boshti v'gam nechlamti? It means not only am I embarrassed, but v'gam nechlamti, but I'm even humiliated. Ki nasasi cherpas ne'urai. I feel not only embarrassment over my chatos ne'urim, but I feel humiliated. So klima is something which is much more intense than busha. The Rambam in the beginning of the halacha says that in giving tochocha hamochiachas chaveru tchilu lo yidav lo koshas ad sheyachli menu, you can't avoid busha. You can't have a mitzvah tochocha and tell the mochiach, don't even embarrass him in the slightest. Human nature is such that when we do something wrong and someone else is aware of it, we're embarrassed. So mitzvah tochocha can't entirely steer clear of busha. You can't have a halacha that hamocheach es chaveru tchila lo yivayshenu. No, it's sometimes inevitably the gentlest form of tochacha will still involve an element of busha. However, even if the busha is unavoidable, klima is entirely avoidable, and that's what the halacha is, that hamocheach es chaveru tchila is lo yidav lo koshas ad sheyachli menu. Malvin Pnei Chaveru, again, which is the same as Pan of Mishtanos, right? That's the same thing Chazal say in that drasha of Yochel Ato Mochicho Pan of Mishtanos, right? That the color drains from his face, the Pan of Mishtanos. So that's also coordinated with Klima. The Ein lo chelek olam haba is not mevayish as chaveru, but is dafka machlim, which is synonymous with Pan of Mishtanos, with Malvin Pnei Chaveru b'Rabim. Then what the Rambam is saying is like this. When you have a spectrum, so let's say busha and klima are on a spectrum. Klima is all the way at the end, is the most extreme form in terms of real humiliation, and busha is at the other end of the other end of a spectrum. But the fact that the same what's the right word here? The fact that within this spectrum, that on this spectrum, there's something which is so chomor that a person can lose his chelek olam haba, that not only points to the chomer of klima, but the fact that busha is on the same spectrum, it tells you something about busha also. Say, Moshe l'ma'adov adome. Let's say you show someone a film of someone who gets drunk and then goes out and drives and he gets killed. He kills others, whatever happens. And then based on that, the musar is that you shouldn't even take one drink. Right? So that worst case scenario serves as a musar, not only for the worst case scenario, it serves as a musar for the entire spectrum. Hayos, that on this spectrum, things can escalate to such a point, so that means that the entire spectrum is something which is very chomor. And that's what the Rambam is saying, that the message that we should get from the fact that hamalbin p'nei chaveru b'rab, malbin is the same as machlin, the fact that hamalbin p'nei chaveru b'rab is en chalak mahaba, we should hear in that a message not only about machlim but about mevayish as well, and that's what the chiddush of the lefichach is. The chiddush of the lefichach is that you see that if within this spectrum things can escalate to a point where it's ein lo chelek olam haba rachman etzlan, so then you see that this is something which is so poison, which is so terrible, that even in its lesser form, it's something that a person should be very nizer on. That lechor is the pshat here. I don't know, there's nothing in Nevi'im about Ben Adam L'Chaveru? Tzedek Yolin Bo Va'ata Mevatzchem. No, there's nothing in the Nevi'im who only gave such strong Musar over Ben Adam L'Chaveru. There's nothing about Ben Adam L'Chaveru. I don't know, this, I don't have a handle on the end of the halacha here. Kaspe Chaya L'Sigem, you cheated each other when you were supposed to give a pure silver coin, so you gave something which was an alloy. It really had cheaper, less expensive metals as well, and you passed that off as pure silver. Save Chaya L'Moyem, the wine you watered down. No, the reason. No, the Rambam seems to be bringing a raya to the fact that this halacha that tochacha should be gentle and totally steer clear of humiliating the person when it comes to ben adam lamakom. So that's only true initially, but if after such gentle respectful attempts, that doesn't work. So then, if there's a chance that resorting to harsher measures will succeed, so then you do. And he says, right? That's limited to Ben Adam L'Malkam. And he says, and that's what, I mean, the Nevi'im said things very strong. But didn't Nevi'im say things very strong? Ben Adam L'Chaveru also. So how does that sort of sustain this distinction between Ben Adam L'Malkam and Adam L'Chaveru? Okay, I don't know. Okay, the halacha test, I think what we saw already. Chayv adam nizar bi halacha yud. Chayv adam nizar bi yisamim v'almanas v'mnei shenafshon shvala l'ma'od v'rucha n'mucha. Afal pi shehin bali mamam. Afilo almanasa shal melech v'yisamim shal melech, who presumably, again, not only are they well off, but presumably enjoyed prestige, but afal pichein, the mindset of a yosama almana is the same. Shenema kol almana v'yosom lo sa'anun. Right? The word kol is being underscored here, right? Kol almana v'yosom lo sa'anun. It's not a function of what financial bracket, etc. I mean, to be shval ruach is a good thing, right? To be shval ruach is a good thing, right? That we had back in Perek Beis, Vachos Deis. But what the Rambam means is a person can be shval ruach in either of two dramatically different ways. A person can be shval ruach because that shiflus is engendered by his awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's obviously a very, very healthy and appropriate shiflus of ruach. you know, that to which we all aspire. But then a person can be a Shval Ruach, not because where the source of it is not the Shivis Hashem the Negdi Summit. The source of it is insecurity or the like. So that's not a good thing. That's something, on the contrary, that if someone has it, so then you have to be very sensitive to that person. And that's what the shiflus and rucha nemucha that the Rambam is describing here. You have to speak only gently. Again, only with great respect. Don't weigh them down. I don't know whether anyone has done this. It's not a simple project. The Rambam has many different ways of referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to figure out how he decides which way. So one of the ways is Misha Omer V'Hoyah HaOlam. It's interesting, right? The Rambam refers to the Rav and said, maybe he's teaching him Torah, maybe he's teaching him Umnas. Unless you find the same thing in Chazal, right here, Min Yonah D'Yomah, here in Ave Psochim. So the Gemara says like this, Yivoy L'Hu Kuf Chesom Ad Aleph, Talmud Eitzel Rav Omai. If a Talmud is having the Seder with his Rebbe, does he do a Seder? So Toshma Omer Bay Ki Havinan Beimar Zaginan Abirke Dahadade Ki Asin Lebei Rav Yosef Omer Lan Lot Zvichis Mor Ravka Kamar Shemayim. So Rav Yosef said that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbo doesn't do Haseva. Meisve Im Hakol Odom Meisve V'Afilu Talmud Eitzel Rabbo. So how do you reconcile Rav Yosef with that brisa? Answers the Gemara Ki Tanya Hi B'Shulyan Denagre. That refers to the apprentice of a carpenter. But the Lashon Abay says Talmud Eitzel Rabbo. It's also a Bechina. I don't know, Chazal used that that phrase of Talmud Eitzel Rabbo for Umnas also. Because the word Rav means master, so it can mean master for either of two different reasons.
But after Bechin, the Yinog Bahem Minakol Adam, Eliasalam Hefresh, Vienahalim Benachas of Arachim and Gedolim, Bechavot, Kashem, Yorivivam, Echad Yosome, Echad Yosome, Ein. But Emma Sanikron, Yisomim, the Inyanza, Achelo Yut Suchan, the Odom Goddel, his Somechlo, La Omnom, Ulihi Tapel Bahen, Eliya Osa Kotzaki Atzmo, La Atzmo, Kashokolag Dolim.
So a person is a yasom when he's at an age where people are generally dependent upon their parents. When a person is at such an age, so then he has a din of a yasom, if achmanu etzlan, he's missing either parent. By the time a person graduates to an age where people do things for themselves, where they're no longer dependent upon their parents, so then he no longer has a din of a yasom. Okay, well, we'll stop here. Then we'll continue to show at 1:30.